It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Today and every day. Today, a chance real quick before the top of the hour. It's the Legends half hour here on the show, Anthony. Because now we're going to talk about one of the best in DC sports ever hanging up her shoes. And then we're going to talk about the guy who just refuses to not only hang up his skates, but to stop scoring goals and is on the verge of history. And then speaking of a bunch of goats, we're going to talk about that Warriors-Lakers game that went down last night at 5:15, where all of a sudden the Warriors look like legitimate bona fide championship material. And how far off are the Lakers from that, too? Played them tough down the stretch. But got this in the inbox this morning. Not surprising by any stretch of the imagination. More of a formality at this point, but does close the window on one of the all-time greats, a potential future Hall of Famer, probably a future Hall of Famer. Actually, no, definitely a future Hall of Famer. Elena Deladon has announced her retirement. She's a two-time MVP, of course, champion in 2019 with the Mystics. That is the Mystics' currently one and only championship. She will stay close to the game, as the press release reads, as she's going to serve as a special advisor to Monumental Basketball. Deladon said in a quote, "After much thought, conversations with family, and soul searching, I finally come to the decision to walk away from playing basketball. It was amazing to look back on all the special teammates, friends, executives, sponsors, staffs, and most importantly, the incredible fans that have accompanied me on this journey. Thankful does not begin to describe how I am now feeling. The game has given me so much, and I'm excited to be able to continue to compete and partake in the pursuit of winning, albeit in a different role with Monumental Basketball." Elena also made a longer announcement on her social media, and this is the one that hurts to read, Ant, because she flat out says, like, "My body told me I was done a couple years ago, and it took until now for my mind to accept that." And I hate athletes, especially all-time great athletes, that don't get to go out on their terms. And Elena didn't go out on her terms. I mean, when we last saw her, she was still a really, really exceptional basketball player. And it's a reminder, frankly, as we talk about like LeBron and Curry, how freaking lucky we are to watch these dudes still do it. Ovechkin, same thing. Like, it's insane these guys are still playing. And the fact that they're still playing at the absolute elite levels, because it's one thing to, like, even if you get a Carmelo ending, right? Melo could still play at the end, but he wasn't anywhere close to what he was at his absolute peak. He wasn't going to be the best player on a winning team. Like, LeBron is, Steph is, and Elena still was 2 years ago at the age of 33 when she last played. But unfortunately, She just couldn't stay on the floor with the issues that she had with her back. And her body was basically like, look, we'll let you go every once in a while. You still got the skill. You still got the drive. But the body just said no. And so today she ultimately hangs it up at calling it a career and takes this new role on with Monumental Basketball.
Yeah, I think that's the hard part for like any athlete, though, you know, really figuring out when your time is, you know, at the end. And we see it often, you know, during in the NBA where, you know, we have pros that at the end of their career, they end up being reserves. They start the ring chase because they know, like, you know, their time is nearing. But at the same token, they aren't the player that, you know, they were when they were in their prime and things of that nature. So it is definitely sad to see Elena retire. I remember being in high school watching her, you know, lead the Delaware Blue Hens to the Sweet 16. And just, you know, following her career from her time with the Sky and then also, you know, leading the Mystics to a championship. So, I mean, definitely one of the best scorers I think the W has ever seen. And it's a little sad that, you know, she retires not being able to, you know, go out on the terms, as you just said.
For sure. Just an incredible player, incredibly unique player. One, for those that don't know her story, the 15-second version college-wise, like, she was a UConn recruit and just didn't like the atmosphere, didn't like the kind of cutthroat nature that was UConn. And I think it's a great story because that kind of stuff gets glorified. And then it's like, oh, if you couldn't cut it, then whatever. But like, she was homesick. She just wanted to be back home closer to Delaware. And she has a sister with special needs who she's very, very, very close with and wanted to make sure that she was there to support her sister. And if you think that just because you didn't cut it for any reason, including being homesick at UConn or an atmosphere like that, you can't be great. Like, look at Elena Deladon. She's a champion. She's an MVP. And I mean, Gino Auriemma now, of course, has nothing but great things to say about her. Just, you know, she was a young kid who wanted to choose a different path, went home, led Delaware, like you said, to unfounded heights, you know, prior to that in program history. Her brother, by the way, went to Middle Tennessee State at the same time I was there, was a tight end, Gene. So shout out to Gene Deladon. Didn't you get a shout out on the show today, but salute to you. Your sister's really good at basketball. And so you get somehow a shout out out of it. But Elena, you know, then comes into the league, plays incredible in Chicago, MVP, wants to be again closer to home, takes her, talents here to DC as close as she can get and lifts this franchise to new heights. Also finishes as the, I think the best free throw percentage in WNBA history, nearly 94%, which is absolutely insane, good especially place. Insane when you think that she is 6'5". So, you know, a stretch big if there ever was one. Super talented, and apparently an unbelievable teammate in person as well. You know, I know Alicia, you know, who's one of my great friends and one of the great pros in the WNBA, really enjoyed being her teammate here in D.C. So, salute to you, Elena, and hope you enjoy retirement. And it brings you the, now having this official brings the peace. She gets to hang out with her big giant dogs, her wife, her family, the whole deal. So salute to Elena Deladon, one of the true goats in DC sports history and certainly in WNBA history. And congratulations on your new role with Monumental Basketball, and we'll hopefully see you at ESA sooner rather than later. When we get back, speaking of DC sports greats, there is no one who is more etched on DC sports Mount Rushmore than Alex Ovechkin, and he is putting his final chippings into the rock of NHL history as well, a hat trick away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record. We will talk about it with Stephen Wino next for Not My Beat.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.